Young Chaz from Vegas now. It's 5:03 a.m. there. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You just get in?
All right, so you went to Barbie first, then Oppenheimer?
You have to go that way. It's a way different experience if you go the opposite way. It's called Barbenheimer for a reason.
Barbenheimer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you'd be so bummed out after Oppenheimer, you'll never get the comedy and joy of Barbie.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
The internet agrees with you, by the way. Everyone says that's the way you should do it. Barbie first, then Oppenheimer.
Correct order.
You have to do it that way.
Yeah,
and
see?
Oppenheimer's so long that if you try to do Barbie after, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, so. If you do Oppenheimer first, I think you'll just say, you know what, I'll come back to do the Barbie because I just sat for 3 hours.
Right, I want to go home, yeah.
Right.
Did you plan an activity in between?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Okay, I took notes. I took notes on my whole day. I'll pull them up.
Wow. You are your dad's kid.
Wow. Okay. So I was supposed to go on a date, but she stood me up. So I had about 2 hours in between. So 1:45 was when I realized the date stood me up. 1:55 was the showing. I had a medium popcorn and a large Sprite.
I love that you still went, by the way. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, screw her. She misses out.
Yeah.
Well, I was committed. I was going whether she was going or not. So,
did she text the reason why or just ghosted?
Ghosted.
Wow.
I hate it. It's a
personality flaw. It's a character flaw.
Unless she was on her way over, there was an open manhole, and she fell in somehow, and she can't get she can't get help.
Well, she could have died in a car accident.
There's no cell service down there. Hello. Right. She's not being over by rats.
Someone hit her in the head with a pan lid.
Right. Bing. I know that hurts.
All right. So you get your soda, you get your Sprite. Then what?
That's when I go into the movie theater, I'm pretty sure I'm the only guy.
Wow.
My whole row, the row that I sat in, was just moms and young daughters. Oh. And I was like, oh, my God.
Any side eyes?
Me and no, nothing. I just was like, I was just like, I can't believe it.
How were you dressed?
White t-shirt, blue jeans.
Oh, okay. So you weren't like in pink or...
Like a Springsteen video.
No.
Do you go into your chair on your phone like, yeah, no, I know, it's about to start. I'm sorry you won't make it, but it's all right. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I just went right down, sat down. It was just funny because I was like, I had an empty seat next to me. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm sure people could put it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure people could put it together.
Glenn, the old show producer back on the island, and I went to see the Britney Spears movie just
Crossroads.
Research. And very similar to what you experienced, but none of the moms sat anywhere near us. There was all these seats filled except for the ones around us. People were like 15-foot distance.
The per-free zone.
Yeah.
Like your pig pen and peanuts.
Yeah, stay away from them, children. All right, so then what?
That movie starts, it was the, Barbie was more adult than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
There's some more adult jokes.
Oh, cool.
Even like the young kids didn't, like, because I was sitting next to a toddler. She was trying to repeat the jokes out loud because she didn't get it because some of us were laughing. So I was kind of surprised. It was a little bit more adult than I thought. Around 3:30, I realized I had a liquid poop brewing from the popcorn and soda.
Wow. That you took time to take a note of that?
Yeah, these are the movie reviews I want to read.
Right.
Yeah. This is the real deal. This is real life.
Had a red hot Yoo-hoo in between.
Just like Bieber. Well, you've been eating healthy, so the soda and the popcorn made your stomach say, I don't think so.
Like a survivor, Yep. Junk food. Right out.
The last 20 minutes of the movie was boring. It was like a Pinocchio moment. Like, I want to be a real girl. And I was bored. So overall rating, I gave it a 6.7 out of 10.
That's still worth going, it sounds like.
It's a three-flusher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shocking that the plot of Barbie coming to real life was unbelievable.
The hell you say?
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
This isn't historically accurate.
All right.
That's not what happens in my bedroom. I don't know.
Best review ever.
We're going to look at this a year from now going, what was that weekend?
Right.
Yeah, you know, Oppenheimer and Barbie. We were on drugs then.
Barbenheimer.
No, but it is a plot line that we've seen. So you see it and you're like, all right, this is not original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had the opportunity to make an original movie.
Right.
So and you've grabbed a storyline that we've seen a million times.
It didn't know how to end it, apparently.
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't a good ending, and it just was. It was boring. The last joke was like, the last joke wasn't funny. It was just more like, eh.
Do you think
I laughed at the last joke?
Do you think
what was
a sequel?
The last joke? Does anyone? Does the
spoiler alert.
I don't care. I'm not seeing it.
I know. Will we ruin your day if we give you the last joke in Barbie?
Right. Go, la,
if we do, your day was going to stink anyway.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Pick a pot lid.
What was the last joke?
So, you know, she wishes to become a real girl. She does. And then everyone's like, congratulations. Like, the people that helped her, and it looked like she's going to go into an office, but she goes into a doctor's office, and they're like, what are you here for? And she's like, I'm going to see my gynecologist. And that's all that was it.
And Ruth?
I thought it was funny. I like that.
How'd the toddler feel about that one?
Right.
Well, what's a gynecologist?
Her feet are in the shape of the stirrups, too.
All right, that is kind of funny. I'm a real girl, so where do I want to go first?
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
It's I've got things to take care of.
Yeah, they set it up like she was going into a job interview. So when she dropped out, it just was unexpected.
Right,
got it.
It got a lot of laughs in my theater.
I heard it's a big, like, foot guy movie.
Yeah, because of Margot Robbie. Yeah, that was in the news a couple weeks ago.
She went viral for her quote, like, I've had a lot of people reach out to me about my feet, and, like, I'm cool with it.
Because the way she's walking, like how the Barbie.
Well, once upon a time in Hollywood, she had her feet up, and they were dirty.
Right.
And Quentin Tarantino said that was because she was walking around the set, and he asked her, don't clean your feet. Just put them up dirty.
But she's in the movie theater alone.
But if you look at that shot, it's like, that doesn't look like real dirt from, like, walking around. But whatever. Who cares?
From Quentin's face?
Conspiracy. That's not real foot dirt.
That's not real foot dirt.
That's from Quentin's face.
I know real foot dirt. That's not real foot dirt.
Quentin, put him there. That's an ink blot.
I said good day, sir. I said good day.
I said good day. You mean nothing.
But then, yes, what AJ said, she got out of the shoes in the Barbie trailer.
Yeah.
And she walked like she had Barbie feet.
Yeah.
There was a challenge.
How the hell did she do that?
There was a challenge on TikTok for a while, and they had to tell people, stop doing it. You're gonna hurt your feet that way. You can't do that.
It doesn't look comfortable at all.
It can't be.
No.
No. All right, so there was that. And then I'm guessing that you've made a bathroom run in between the two movies, or?
Yeah.
Drop different bomb.
Four ten, get out.
He dropped the bomb.
He dropped an Oppenheimer.
And it was atomic. It was atomic.
That's right.
Wow.
4:13, diarrhea in a casino bathroom.
You're right.
He's got the exact in it.
You documented it.
I love you, man. You're the best.
That's great.
4:13.
4:23, wrap it up in the bathroom.
10 minutes, nice.
He clocked in and out.
Yeah. 4:30, get dinner. Had a chicken Caesar salad by myself.
That seems safe after what just happened.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Croutons were needed.
Light. Croutons.
Please put thorough hand washing in there somewhere between wrapping up and Caesar salad.
Seriously.
5:30, get a cigar and Macallan 12 at the bar.
Oh,
boy. That sounds great.
That's the money you were going to spend on the date, so it's mine
now. I was like, 5:38, get kicked out of the bar for lighting the cigar. I guess you can't smoke a cigar at the bar.
Oops.
Some places let you, some people don't.
Yeah, it depends which bar.
That wasn't
it. I get kicked out of the bar.
Wow, you're having a great day at that point.
Seriously.
4:40, finally got gynecologist joke.
Right. Nobody got kicked out of the bar having a cigar right after watching Barbie. Yeah. That's right. So weird.
Yeah. Well, so stood up on date, watched Barbie next to a toddler, liquid poops, and now kicked out of a bar. That's an unbelievable day.
This is a country song, easily.
Yeah, right. I'd just go home. The fact that you kept going is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Fear and Loathing.
I was dedicated.
Young Chaz is on the show from Vegas giving us his Barbenheimer review. All right, what next?
6:45, Oppenheimer starts. No food, no drink. Just because I was getting a little late. So it's a long movie. Around the 9 p.m. mark, I started to time check.
I'm going to play a couple seconds here. It's just the whole thing.
Really?
It's like it's 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Incredible. Yeah. What time are you time checking?
Around 9 p.m. So like 2 hours in, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm thinking it's going to wrap up, but there was another hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I was fully engaged. I loved it. I give it a 9 and 10.
A what?
A 9 and 10.
Wow.
A 9?
Right. Two flushes.
Yeah. There were some great moments of music intensity and storytelling that just fully just captured you. It like gave you like an intense anxiety, and then it was quiet. And it really played almost with your heart rate of the intensity.
Did you see this one in IMAX?
No, I didn't see an IMAX.
Okay. And even still, you had like that.
And you gave it a 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was super into it the whole time.
Wow.
Got out around 10-ish. And that was it. So the last thing was, I know I made this joke before that every time I get my car washed, it rains. I got my car washed for the date because I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have a
dirty
car.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the ride home, it rained. I'm just going to bring life back to Vegas. I'm going to make sure.
Wash your car. Keep washing your car.
It'll be tropical.
And Vegas will be tropical.
Yep. You see forests and everything. Yeah.
I honestly couldn't believe it. It hasn't rained in a month. And then I get my car washed, and then just a quick freak rainstorm.
You gotta place a bet on that.
Do you think you would have liked the movie less if you didn't just watch Barbie before it?
And have the runs?
Right, or more.
Yeah.
Do you think if I would like the movie less?
Because Barbie was like disappointing, so you were like looking forward to having this better experience. Or do you think Oppenheimer would have been good, like that great, no matter what?
You already saw one bomb.
I didn't have any like points where I was like they could have cut that or
it just felt long though.
Yeah,
and that could be because you were doing 2 hours before that in Barbie.
Yep.
I wonder if you would have given it a 10 or a 9.5 if you just went to see that alone.
Yeah.
In IMAX.
Yeah.
Do they end it with the bomb dropping, or is there more after?
He goes to the gynecologist after.
Yeah, he goes to the gynecologist after and becomes a real boy. There's more after. Yeah, there's the kind of, pun intended, the fallout after actually dropping the two bombs.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and that's not a movie you leave and you're like, yeah, man, that was
fun. You
feel like it was
Barbie.
Great, but it's
USA,
very...
USA!
Yeah, it's very intense.
Yeah.
You could feel it. We all know how heavy it is.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
You know, we're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cartoon be nice now.
All right. Awesome review.
And thank you.
For not an awesome day.
Right.
Yeah.
A long day.
Sorry, man.
But an interesting day.
Yeah.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.